KVOA News Time is 8:11, sunshine and 71 degrees. Our high today will be 90 with a slight chance of storms here a bit later on today. Emporia Granada Theater has been announcing several different schedule adjustments, specifically on the addition side. But here today we have Granada Director Rebecca Herrera to talk about other schedule adjustments that are coming up short term and maybe a bit longer term here as well.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's going on today?
You know, living the dream. It's Monday morning.
It's a Monday on a Tuesday. There you have it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, you did have, you were telling me yesterday, you did have one schedule adjustment that you wanted to pass along. You've got a busy calendar schedule here through the rest of the year, but it sounds like one of the concerts is coming off.
That is correct. So it's not coming off. It's just being rescheduled.
Okay.
So the one that we had for this Friday, September 3rd, with Ryan Daniel, we are now going to have it on March 22nd, 2022, due to what's going on. And, you know, it was just best for us to do that with the artist, and I came to that conclusion. So it's going to be... It's going to be great. It's going to be a good concert, and it's going to be in March, so hopefully things are looking a lot better by then. That is the only one that I have right now that we are rescheduling. We plan to have Holiday State and Blaine Howard here on September the 25th, so in a few weeks. Hopefully things have calmed down by then a lot. We're trying really hard to keep going with what we have on our schedule, and adding one more for our Christmas our Christmas concert, and I'll tell you about it whenever you want to hear about it.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You know, because it's the most wonderful time of the year, Rebecca. Don't you know?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, give us the details.
Let's go. What do you got on
the schedule?
So, because Bob Jovi was such a huge hit, we are gonna jump on the tribute trend for a while, and we are gonna have Smells Like Nirvana with us. So we're going to celebrate the legendary sounds of Nirvana and Kurt Cobain with National Traveling Nirvana Tribute, Smells Like Nirvana. So I'm excited. They are great, and they have so many views. And their Facebook, they have over... oh my God, I can't remember exactly how much, but it was like over 20,000 or 50,000 or something like that. And they're great. We had them here a few years back, and it was such a good show, and we decided to bring them back. So.
All right. What's the date here for Smells Like Nirvana, and what are the ticket prices going to be?
So Smells Like Nirvana is going to be on Saturday, December 4th, and ticket prices are going to range from... $15 to $30.
Good deal.
And we're going to have the dance floor open like we did for the Bob Jovi. So we're going to have floor seats, we're going to have balcony seats, and then we're also going to have standing if somebody wants to rock and roll and have a good time.
I just don't connect Nirvana with Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
That's
the only thing.
They do a Christmas show, and they do like Christmas songs with everything. Yeah.
Well, all right.
So
nice.
It's going to, I can't wait to see it. Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Outstanding. Rebecca Herrera joining us here and closing out our newscast here. Rebecca, before we let you go, the Andy Gross concert, which took place over the weekend, was the first one that you had with your new COVID mask protocols in place. How did that wind up faring, and how did the concert go overall?
Oh, my gosh. So the event went wonderful. He is so funny, and he was so great to work with. He was just, he brought a lot of joy to the patrons that were here. He called a lot of people up on stage. We even had a little boy up on stage. I mean, it was a lot of fun. The rules and regulations went great. Everybody, followed the rules. We didn't have any issues, and we had a wonderful time. So,
right.
Yeah, we were really, really happy with the outcome.
All right, so once again, Ryan Daniel moved from September 3rd to March 22nd, and then Smells Like Nirvana on the calendar for December 4th at the Granada Theater.
All right, Rebecca, thanks.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you.
All right, Rebecca Herrera, Granada Theater. Joining us here this morning with a Granada update.
All right, and here's what's the rest of the morning show, specifically the rest of the hour looks like here on KVUE's.